Hello everyone, welcome to Parkway WeChat class. Today I'm pleased to introduce Dr. Monica Kapoor. Dr. Monica Kapoor is a foreign trained sports physical therapist with over 14 years working experience. She specializes in the treatment of sports and related injuries and musculoskeletal injuries like neck and back pain. She also specializes in tennis elbow and post-surgery rehabilitation of fractures and arthroscopic surgeries. Now, let's welcome Dr. Monica Kapoor.
Hello everyone. Today I will be talking to you about how to self-treat knee and ankle pain. Before we start, we talk about the treatment part. I would like to discuss with you some of the causes of knee and ankle pain. And at the same time, we will look at the treatment. This will make it easier for you to understand how you can help yourself in that particular type of pain. So first, let's discuss about the knee. What are the causes of knee pain in young adults and teenage? These are mainly muscles, ligaments, tendons, which are overworked. Stiffness and other symptoms develop. Bursitis and tendonitis are a couple of overuse injuries. So, for example, we encourage our children to focus on one particular sport so as to improve their performance. Say, in case of boys, it is soccer. They play soccer at school, after school, and on weekends. Extra classes they have for soccer. They are repeatedly using their knees for kicking movement. And that in turn causes overuse or overstress. This overuse causes pain in front of the knee. We call it as quadriceps tendonitis. And the child complains of anterior knee pain or front of the knee pain. As you can see in the picture, this is the area of the pain. And it prevents him from playing happily. He always complains of pain after playing. So how you can help your child with that is to introduce periods of rest in between activity. He can rest in between active sports days, or if the child is really active and doesn't want to rest, you can start with the alternative sport. Say he can play badminton. If he likes to play soccer, he can do alternate sport as badminton or swimming. In badminton, he is using more of his arms, so the knees kind of get an active rest. He doesn't need to be at home, but he is doing something which is not stressing his knees. In middle age, people, aging is one of the reasons. If you are over the age of 40, and on top of that, if you are overweight, it causes an early degeneration of the knees, which is a normal wear and tear process because of repeated stress. For example, arthritis. So how you can help with this is mainly first to reduce weight, which is difficult. Conditioning the weak joints, like you go to a hair salon to get your hair conditioned or healthy. Same way, we need to focus on strengthening of muscles so as to reduce the stress on the joints. For example, if you like to play volleyball or basketball, you are basically using more of your arm muscle or shoulder muscles, which causes an overuse injury. So in that case, it becomes really important to strengthen your shoulder muscles so that they get more stronger and can withstand the wear and tear easily. See how strengthening helps, I can tell you. Say, if I ask you now to make a fist, a really tight fist, and hold it for a count of 10 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So when you open your fist, you see your hand gets red. And that's because you use your muscle and it improves circulation to the joint, and that makes your joint more healthier. Coming to the next point, which is injury to ligaments, meniscus injury. We will discuss that later in further slides. Improper fitting shoes or worn out shoes is another one of the reasons which we should consider as an as improper fitting shoes or old shoes can make you more prone to injuries. Never wear something which is fancy if you plan to go out for a long walk. Here, I would also like to mention, if you have flat feet or uneven feet, it is good to see a podiatrist to get insoles designed for your feet in order to make your weight bearing more even and improve your joint mechanics. It's always good to use custom-made insoles because they are more specific to your foot requirement or foot need. Another important factor is lack of stretching. You will be surprised to find lack of stretching as a cause of knee and ankle pain. But yes, it is one of the very important factors to be considered. As I was talking to you earlier about front of the knee pain, lack of stretching can also be one of the reasons for that. Now, I would like to discuss with you the proper stretching technique and when to stretch yourself. Firstly, if you plan to do some sport or you want to go to gym, you should always first warm up. Warm up for around 10 to 15 minutes or up to 10 minutes, up to your time, and then you can stretch yourself. When you stretch, you should hold the stretch for a count of 30 seconds to a minute. Sometimes people hold the stretch for 15-20 seconds. It's not enough. Whenever you hold the stretch, it needs to be a half a minute to a minute in order to complete the stretch reflex or to get the effect of the stretch. Lesser than that is not effective. And you should repeat the stretch 2 to 3 times. And then you can perform your sport or gym activity, whichever you plan to do, followed by again stretching after the workout. So there are two main reasons why we should stretch afterwards is because sometimes after doing workout in the gym, you end up with muscle soreness or ache in the muscles. So if you stretch afterwards, it feels much better. Because after doing training for your muscles, there is a buildup of acid called lactic acid in your muscles, and that's the cause of pain. So when you stretch, it helps to dissolve the acid. Secondly, if you stretch afterwards, you get more result with respect to flexibility. When muscles are warm, you can stretch them more easily, and having improved flexibility is always beneficial to improve your sports performance. Exception is over-flexibility. So you can see in the picture, I have discussed some of the stretches with you. One of the stretch you see, a person is lying and he's lying on his back and he's stretching the butt muscle. So this stretch is for the lower leg, but it is also very, very helpful in case you have back pain, especially for people who have sitting type of job and they are spending long time sitting. So this muscles get tight, and when you stretch, it feels to release the back pain. So now we are going to discuss about some of the common conditions seen in the knee pain and their self-treatment. First is patellar tendonitis. As I have already discussed about this condition earlier with you, this is the front of the knee pain. So again, how you can help it is the same steps. Look at your shoes. If they are worn out, do you need to see a podiatrist to get an insole? Stretch yourself before doing the sport and after doing the sport, and see if you are feeling better after that. But of course, if you feel swelling is there, then you have to use RICE. RICE means R for rest, I means icing, C is for compression, and E is for elevation so as to reduce the swelling. Along with that, you can also do sports taping. You can see in the picture here, sports tape helps to provide stability. And at the same time, it will not affect your mobility. So it is better than using the regular knee braces or other braces. Another important factor you can do is that you should strengthen your muscles. Sometimes the pain is because your muscles are weak, especially if you're training your lower leg or you're doing a lot of sports which is involving lower leg, say soccer. In that, it becomes really important to strengthen your quadriceps, which is your front of the thigh muscle. You can see in the picture above, a person is lifting the leg, that's working your front of thigh. And then the other second picture, you see a person is sitting with his back supported against the wall, and that's working again his quadriceps. So working, this is the main muscle for your knee. It helps to control your knee joint. In this picture, the person is contracting anterior or front of the thigh muscle. So let's do this exercise now. If you're sitting on the chair, then straighten your knees by stretching your legs out and then contract the front of the thigh by tightening your kneecap. Or imagine that you are pushing your knees towards the floor. That works your quadriceps. It's a very simple, safe exercise and is very effective, which you can do anytime, where and in any position where you're sitting. It's as simple as making a fist. So when you were making fist, you were improving circulation to the knee. And when you're contracting your front of the thigh, you're improving circulation to your knee joint. As these muscles are the main controllers of the knee, any weakness in this muscle can make you more prone to have knee issues. You can see in the next slide here, there's a person who's doing squats. So a lot of time, squats is a very good exercise for your knees, but a lot of time people complain of pain while doing squats. Firstly, it's because the technique is not good. When you do squats, you should make sure that your knees should never cross your toes. Knees should always stay behind the toes. Secondly, recent studies have shown that when we do squats, we should not go very deep into it. Actually, it's better to hold the position for a count of half a minute to a minute to really burn the muscle rather than doing deep squats. Deep squats put a lot of stress on your knees and it makes you feel pain. So you should stop, say, at an angle of 70 degrees rather than going deep into it. So better to hold longer the position and not to do very deep. So maybe you can stop at around 70 degrees of angle. The rule of 90-90 doesn't fit anymore in the recent studies. Another modification of traditional squats is squats on a sliding board. You can see in the picture, this person is doing the squats on a slope or a sliding board. So next picture you see, there is another very common condition seen in the knee. It's called IT band syndrome. It sounds complicated, but it is very simple. It is the pain on the outer side of the knee. A lot of time people complain of pain while running. Sometimes it gets too much that they have to stop running. So again, what you can do for that is same steps you have to follow. If the muscle is tight, then stretch it. You can see in the picture, there are various ways to stretch this muscle. And this is one of the ways to stretch the muscle. You can even use a foam roller. In fact, even after doing your exercises, it is good to use a foam roller, which not only relaxes your muscles, it also makes them more flexible, and it also helps to reduce the post-exercise soreness. Same for this outer side knee pain. Again, shoe modification. Follow the sequence of stretching, warm up, and post-exercise stretching again, and that should help you. You can see now we start with the ankle. So frequent ankle sprains are a very common complaint. And this usually happens if a person returns to sports without adequate healing. Like if you sprain the ankle, usually the ankle sprain is mostly on the outer side of the ankle, because the outer side of the ankle, or the ligament on the outer side, is weaker compared to the ligament on the inner side. So most of the ankle sprains are on the outer side. And if you don't let this ligament heal properly, you have chances of recurrent ankle sprain. Because the ligament in the ankle is responsible for your balance, so it's always good to strengthen your ankle muscles, improve your balance training, so that you, when they are properly trained, you can walk much better, and you will see that the chances of having further strains is much less. You can see in the picture here, person strengthening the ankle using an exercise band. Then you can see they are doing balance training, which is like standing on one leg. Once this gets easier, you can challenge yourself by balancing on an uneven surface. You're standing on the pillow, or you can use anything which disturbs your balance. He's standing on something circular to challenge his balance more. For lower leg sports, is important that we also need to have strong calf muscles. You can see in the picture, there's a lady, she's lifting her heels up. This is a very good exercise to strengthen your calf muscle. But again, the technique, how you do it, makes a difference. So when you're lifting your heel up, it's not very important how high you go, but it's really very important that you come down slowly. Say, if you spend 1 second going up, you should spend 1, 2, 3 seconds to come down. And that really works your calf muscles. So going up and down very quickly is not as efficient as coming down, bringing your calf down slowly. And then once this gets easier, you can start with one leg heel raises. You can see in the next picture, the person has moved to one leg heel raises. Then you can see for the ankle pain, very commonly seen is something called plantar fasciitis, is the pain at the bottom of the heel. Very common in ladies. Most of the time they say, I went out walking and then I ended up with this pain. And then I ask, what shoe were you wearing? It was some fancy heel or a good looking footwear. So yes, you need to be careful if you plan to go for a long walk or something. Just make sure you have good shoes. Especially if you have flat feet, you need to have insoles. And then again, next part is to strengthen the muscles. You know, to strengthen, sometimes it's just a weakness. There are various reasons for pain, but these are the things which you can do by yourself and look at it. If these are the source of your pain, and if you modify them, if it's getting better or not. You can do taping, that also offloads the area. Here are some of the examples of exercises. Like you can see a water bottle in the picture. So you can take a water bottle and keep it in the freezer. Let it be cold, and then you can massage it with your foot. And that helps to give instant relief to your heel pain. You can also massage your foot muscle by using a tennis ball or any acupressure ball. And that also eases the pain by improving the circulation. As I said earlier, we were using for the big muscles, the foam roller. So here we can use a small ball. And along with that, you know, for the lower leg, we have calf muscle exercises, which I discussed with you already earlier. And the last condition you see most commonly in the ankle is Achilles tendonitis. This is the pain behind the ankle, just above your heel. And that's because of the inflammation of this tendon called Achilles. Again, very common, all related to improper footwear, tight muscle. So stretching your calf muscle makes a big difference. Massaging makes a big difference. And I would also like to mention here, you know, in the acute stage, when you have swelling, even for an ankle sprain, plantar fasciitis, or the pain behind the heel, it's always good to use RISE protocol. RISE, which I already explained, rest. R for RISE. R is rest. I is icing, which will reduce the swelling and minimize bleeding. C is compression. Use a compression bandage. And E is elevation, so that the swelling is minimized. So in case of acute ankle sprain, you can always use first right. Sometimes people frequently ask me, when should I use ice and when should I move to heat? So actually, in the first 48 hours, say for example, if you have an ankle sprain, you should first use ice. After 48 hours, Then you can move to heat or ice. It's up to you. Because in the first 48 hours, the ice will help to reduce swelling and minimize bleeding. But after that, heat is okay. Say in China, people prefer to use heat and it's equally effective. So in summary, part of the knee and ankle problem can be solved by above mentioned treatment approaches, but it's always good to see a expert opinion or see a doctor at an early stage to see guidance in the treatment, and it is much easier to recover if treated early and timely. Here, I would also like to mention that above treatments are more helpful if you have no history of injury or fall. But if you ended up with knee or ankle pain after a trauma, then it's better to see a doctor first to get the right diagnosis. And then he or she will guide you how to go further with the treatment. If you make above changes in your exercise routine and you still have pain, then it's better to consult someone. So I finished with my talk. If you have any questions, please feel free to ask those. Thank you. 16 to 17 weeks is a long time for any muscle to show up the result despite you being doing a lot of training. So in that case, I think it's very important for me to know if you had this surgery only once or you had a second surgery, because usually if you have repeated surgeries, then the muscle gets weaker and they take longer to heal. And the extent of injury or how bad was the knee prior to surgery, it also makes a difference to your outcome. If you're doing physiotherapy, you're doing home exercises, but if exercises are not helping you out, then the other thing is electrical stimulation, which you use to help muscle build up because it's not responding much to your exercises. The slow muscle development is many reasons. It also depends on your body. If your body is, some people heal up very fast. Your age, if you are young, of course you heal much faster. If you are anyone above the age of 40 and above, I mean, it's not very aged, but yes, it's much slower compared to anybody who's younger than that. And on the other side, like if you had any complications, say if your swelling is not going away, it also takes a little bit longer for the muscles to respond. So there are a lot of factors which make your recovery slow. And the other thing is I also would like to mention, if you start with the, say you are not allowed to put weight early in the rehab. So if you are out of the weight, then also your muscle is like more weaker to show the result. So early weight bearing actually helps to recover the muscles. I'm not sure when did you start with weight bearing?
Hi Megha, for the pain in the Achilles, first thing is just see if you have any swelling. If in case you have swelling, it means there is some inflammation there. So you need to use RISE protocol, which I already explained, that R is for rest, I is for icing. So rest means you cannot rest completely because you don't have, you cannot just lie down on the bed. So it means like if you see to it, how long can you stand without pain? I would suggest ideally, if you have pain, then maximum 20 to 30 minutes, you should be on your feet. So half an hour over, and then you should sit down and take a break of 1 or 2 minutes. And then you can start again. If you're continuously standing, it puts a lot of stress on your ankle. Finally, if your pain is from long time, then ice or heat, you have to decide. You put one time ice pack. And you see, oh, ice is really helping to calm down the swelling or my pain is better, then you need the ice pack. Or you can even use the heat pack or warm water. You can soak your leg, your foot into warm water and see if it makes a difference, because both are meant to improve circulation. But if the pain is new, we use ice. But if it's already there for a while, then heat works more efficiently. And third is, you have to move your foot every half an hour up and down, so as to improve circulation. As the ankle is our last part of the body, any injury takes there longer to heal because we have full body weight on it, we are continuously using it. So it's better to move your ankle frequently up and down in non-weight-bearing position when you're not standing, and also give it enough rest. Stretch your calf muscles. I have already shown in the picture there's a calf stretch. We will post the picture again. Stretch your calf muscles. Hold the stretch for half a minute, but don't overstretch. Sometimes, like, you know, we go too deep into stretching. No, it should be just comfortable. When you're stretching and you feel comfortable, that much you should stretch. You should not go further into the stretch. And when you stretch it, when you feel the stretch, hold for 30 seconds and then relax. So repeat it 2-3 times a day. And another very important thing is, after your acute pain has gone down, say if your pain is like come down to 2-3 level and now you feel better, then you can start to strengthen it. Strengthening should be started after your pain is better. You can even massage the muscle in the back of the heel. You can use a balm, like any anti-inflammatory balm or cream. Massage it for 5-10 minutes, 1 or 2 times a day. And then you can even tape it. So, but there are several ways to tape it. I mean, like, a therapist can guide you how to tape it, but you can even learn online, but, you know, it needs to be done in a proper way. If not getting better, then it's better to consult someone to guide you further. And you have to see which shoes make you more comfortable, because this has a lot to do with the type of footwear you wear. So you have to really wear the shoe which is much more comfortable for you. Because there are shoes which increase your pain and there are some footwear which makes you feel better. So modify your shoe and see which one you should be wearing most of the time, even at home. So what's causing you pain is long standing. Avoid that for a while. Let it heal. Let it get better. Wait for 4 to 6 weeks. If not, if even after resting and all those things is not getting better, and if it's already there for a long time, I suggest to see a therapist. But in most of the time, I will not suggest more than 10 days of testing. If not better in 10 days, better to take an expert opinion then. You know, massaging your calf muscle, it also eases your Achilles pain, because your Achilles and calf are all interrelated. So having a deep massage, you can use a foam roller, you can even use a ball to massage your calf muscle, and somehow it eases your Achilles pain. Massaging your feet, you know, with your own hand or using a ball, as I showed earlier, all that eases the pain in the Achilles, because it makes it feel much looser.